Our next presentation is the effects of applied gypsum on soil and seed calcium and peanut quality. Robert Florence, Balcom Harris, James Bostic, and Julie Howe, and Robert Florence will be giving the presentation.
Good morning. My name is Robert Florence. I'm from Auburn University, and I'm going to talk about calcium in peanuts and how it affects seed quality, quantity, and vigor. So calcium is very important to the peanut seed, and the deficiencies of calcium can result in lower yields, lower sound mature kernels, which you can see on the right-hand side, which look like normal peanuts, and they can also result in pops, which you can see on the lower left-hand side, which are bad for when you want a good yield. Calcium deficiencies can also inhibit germination. So one of the reasons why calcium may be limited in the peanut is the method in which calcium is absorbed into the peanut itself. When the peanut flour is pollinated, it will peg down into the ground, into the pegging zone, which is the top 3 inches, or about 8 centimeters. It is at this point where calcium from the soil solution will diffuse into the peanut. However, the calcium from the plant is not translocated into the peanut, and that is one of the reasons why calcium is probably limiting. There's also a critical window of 20 to 30 days after pegging, where up to 69% of the calcium will diffuse into the peanut. And this coincides with a period of time when the peanut itself is still fleshy and real soft, which may enhance diffusion of calcium into the peanut, whereas later on the hull gets harder and it may inhibit calcium diffusion. Gypsum applications, which are calcium sulfate, are recommended to be applied 40 days after planting, which coincides with the early blooming stage. That way you have calcium on the soil ready to go when the peanut starts pegging. So the objective of the study is to evaluate differences in yield, seed quality, quantity, and vigor for large-seeded and medium-seeded sized peanuts at varying calcium rates and different treatments. So our calcium treatments are gypsum, lime, and liquid calcium. Our rates of gypsum were 0, 500, and 1,000 pounds per acre. Our rates of lime was 1 ton per acre. And our amount of liquid calcium was 1 gallon per acre. Gypsum and lime are applied as a powder on top of the soil, and liquid calcium is applied as a liquid. The solubility of all these products may tend to lead to it will affect how much calcium goes into the peanut. Gypsum is more soluble than lime, but however, liquid calcium, since it is calcium in a liquid solution, may provide more, or is logically one would think that it would provide more calcium to the peanut because it's already soluble. But we'll discuss the results of the three and the results later on. The varieties of the peanuts tested are the large-seeded Georgia 06G and the medium-seeded Georgia Green. The large-seeded Georgia 06G is a cross between Georgia Green and C99R. Both these varieties were developed by Dr. Branch at the University of Georgia. They were breeded for high yield, a high dollar return value, and to be tomato spot wilt virus resistant. They have a maturity of about 135 days after planting. The two sites that we tested these peanuts on were at Headland, Alabama, and Tifton, Georgia. The shaded areas of the two states are where peanuts are produced commercially in the two respective states. Both of these soils are on coastal plain soils, so they're real sandy soils. They have a low base saturation, which makes them prone to having calcium deficiencies, and that is why calcium is normally applied to peanuts in these areas. the Headland site was irrigated and the Tifton site was not irrigated, and that may also play a role in some of the results later on. So the procedures we used were a random block design with four repetitions. For the we took seed and soil samples weekly. For the soil samples, we looked at soil calcium by using a Melaquin extract, and the soil pH we used a 2-to-1 water to soil ratio. For the seed calcium, we dry ashed and digested them with hydrochloric acid and nitric acid. And soil moisture and temperature were also monitored hourly from the first week of sampling to harvest. So let me set up this graph, as subsequent graphs will follow the same format, and there's a lot going on. On the left side is the Georgia 06G, and on the right side is the Georgia Green. The blue columns are Headland site, and the green columns are the Tifton site. The statistics were run in SAS using the LSD. Only the Georgia Green was compared to Georgia Green, and only the Georgia 06G was compared to the Georgia 06G. So, as we can see in the seed calcium graph, increasing rates of gypsum led to an increase of seed calcium in the peanut. The liquid calcium performed just as well as putting no calcium down at all. And also, you can also see that the Headland site has more calcium than the Tifton site consistently, and this may be due because the Headland site was irrigated, and so the pegging zone stayed moist more often and gave the calcium more time to diffuse into the peanut. So there's a trend of increasing seed calcium with increasing gypsum rates. So does that increasing seed calcium result in a higher yield? And as we can see from this graph, there is pretty much no difference in the yield between the increasing rates for both varieties. But if the yield is the same, how can we evaluate if the quality of the yield is better? We can look at the cell mature kernels, and maybe that would tell us if the yield is the same level, that there's a better quality. But there's a slight trend of increasing cell mature kernels with increasing gypsum, but there is really no statistical difference. However, with the liquid calcium, we can again see that it is just as good as applying no calcium at all. On a price per ton basis, there is a difference, or a slight difference, at the Tifton site with calcium applied versus calcium not applied. But there's not much of a difference at the Headland site. And we can also see again that liquid calcium performs just as well as not having any calcium on the ground. From a vigor standpoint, seed calcium applied, the larger variety Georgia 06G was more dependent upon seed calcium than the Georgia Green, because the calcium applied was statistically different for the Georgia 06G as the no calcium applied, but the Georgia Green, there was no difference. And this just may be due to the larger peanut seed needing more calcium than the medium-sized seed. So the conclusions are that with the increasing rate of gypsum, there will be an increasing amount of seed calcium in the peanut. The vigor differed for the larger seeded peanut with gypsum application, and that may be due to the size difference and how much calcium each one needs. The liquid calcium is statistically the same as no calcium applied for sound mature kernel vigor and price per ton. And one reason we think why that may be is that liquid calcium, since it's applied on a sandy soil on the top surface, and the peanut only goes down those 3 inches, that it leaches through very fast, and so the peanut doesn't have enough time, or the liquid calcium isn't in the pegging zone long enough for the peanut to absorb the calcium, because it will just leach through that sandy soil. And seed calcium is consistently higher in the irrigated field than in the dry land fields, and that may be also due to the soil being moist, or being more moist in the irrigated field than in the dry field, giving the moist field, or the peanut that's in the moist top surface, more calcium available than in the dry field. Are there any questions? Yes.
When you harvest the seed, did you worry about the stage of the seed that you harvested?
Yes.
Please repeat the question.
Yeah. Okay. He was asking when we harvest the seed, if we were worried about the stage. Yes. Both sites, they use the hull scrape method for peanuts. As peanuts age, the hull color will turn white to yellow to more yellow to orange to brown and to black. And what the hull scrape method does is you take a bunch of peanuts and you pressure wash them. And the University of Georgia made a chart. And you can lay out, you take about 200 peanuts and you lay them out, and the more black peanuts you have, you can estimate how many days to harvest you have. And so that's the chart we used. And so we would harvest it when a farmer would harvest it. So it's mainly when they were all black peanuts, which is usually about 135 days after planting. The seed vigor. It was a cold germ test at 5 degrees Celsius.
I was going to ask the same question, but how long did you hold them at 5 degrees Celsius?
I do not know that. That was done by the University of Georgia. This is a joint project, and so Auburn worked on the seed calcium part, and Georgia did the vigor and germination. So I don't know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But the calcium is not translocated from the root or shoot to the peanut. And that may be due, there's a lot of literature that says that no significant amount of calcium moves. And that may be due to the fact that calcium is divalent. So as it moves up the phloem, which has a negative charge, it doesn't move as fast. And also the peanut doesn't evapotranspirate like a leaf would. So the flow of water to the peanut would not supply, or there wouldn't be a good flow of calcium as the water flows to the peanut, because there's not a lot of water flowing to the peanut. Yes?
You said there was no yield response to the amount of calcium that was applied, is that correct?
That's correct.
What was your soil test calcium level?
I'm not sure. They were both supposed to be planted on low or medium amounts of calcium soils when they were tested. So they may have been planted on soils that had calcium at high enough levels to not affect yield.
Okay.